9L Second Class Heroes. In the following interview, scriptwriter Michael Cray talks about the importance of sidekicks in novels and films.
Sherlock Holmes has Dr. Watson, Han Solo has Chewbacca, and the Little Mermaid has Sebastian the Singing Crab. Every hero needs a trusty sidekick, a companion who stays by their side during their adventures. Would you agree, Michael? Is the sidekick an important part of storytelling?
They certainly have a long history. There's even one in the world's first novel, Don Quixote. The story is about a mad old man called Don Quixote who thinks he's a knight, and he's always accompanied by his servant, Sancho Panza.
Is he important, Sancho Panza, or could the story be told without him?
Like many sidekicks, he doesn't really affect the plot, but he is someone Don Quixote can talk to as he rides around Spain on his horse. Thanks to Sancho Panza, we hear what's on Don Quixote's mind. It's the same reason Tolkien has Samwise Gamgee accompanying Frodo in Lord of the Rings. Through their conversations, we get to know what Frodo is really thinking and feeling.
So sidekicks are just there for the hero to talk to?
That's only one of their roles. They can also provide humor. Look at the way Disney uses sidekicks. Timon and Pumbaa from The Lion King, for example. Or Mulan's little red dragon, Mushu. They add moments of comic relief to the movies. And it's not just Disney. There's the happy-go-lucky donkey in Shrek, too.
One thing all your examples have in common, these sidekicks, they're all very likable, aren't they? Audiences warm to them.
Yes, and more than that, they make the heroes likable, too. The donkey in Shrek brings out the grumpy ogre's lovable side. The same with Dr. Watson. Sherlock Holmes can come across as a cold, clinical detective, but his friend Watson humanizes him. Because of him, we see a more personal side to the great detective.
I always feel a bit sorry for poor old Watson, always two steps behind his hero.
That's the point, though. Sidekicks often act as foils, contrasting characters who show the hero's personality more strongly. Dr. Watson's ordinary intelligence emphasizes Holmes's brilliance.
I see what you mean, but it seems a bit unfair. The sidekick is always doomed to be a second-class hero.
Not necessarily. Sometimes the sidekick becomes more popular than the hero. That's what happened in the film Despicable Me. The main character, Gru, gets outshone by his servants, the minions. Then they got their own movie.
Now, that's a good note to end on. A sidekick needn't stay a sidekick forever. So, heroes everywhere, watch your backs. One day, the sidekick may take center stage.